From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The House has overwhelmingly approved an additional $2 billion for the week-old Cash for Clunkers program. Under the program, consumers can get rebates of up to $4,500 to trade in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. NPR's David Welna has details.
Upon learning that the first $1 billion set aside for the Cash for Clunkers program is nearly exhausted, House Democrats rushed to approve a new lease on life for the program before leaving for a five-week recess. Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obey called the program wildly popular.
Some would call this letting the markets work. Consumers have spoken with their wallets, and they're saying that they like this program. And clearly it's doing what it was intended to do to spur car sales in this sluggish economy.
And President Obama was quick to thank the House for acting.
Thanks to quick bipartisan responses, we're doing everything possible to continue this program and to continue helping consumers and the auto industry contribute to our recovery.
Final approval of the $2 billion replenishment now depends on the Senate, which meets next week. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.
In the Philippines, the woman who led the 1986 uprising against then-dictator Ferdinand Marcos has died. Corazon Aquino was 76 years old. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Corazon Aquino was a fighter who staved off seven coup attempts while in office, but in the end succumbed to cancer. Her people power revolt that swept Ferdinand Marcos from power inspired similar nonviolent protests around the world, including several that helped end communist rule in Eastern Europe. At home, in office, however, Cory Aquino failed to meet high public expectations. She was often indecisive, which left many of her allies disillusioned, and helped pave the way for the numerous coup attempts against her. Critics say she also failed to implement a comprehensive agrarian reform package, in part because it affected her own family's large holdings. Cory Aquino stepped down in 1992, but remained active in social and political causes, including rallies that called for the resignation of the current president, Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, over allegations of vote rigging and corruption. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
A federal jury has ordered a Boston University graduate student to pay $675,000 to four record labels for copyright infringement. Joel Tenenbaum confessed to downloading and distributing 800 songs. However, the charges involve just 30 songs. He says the record industry is using his case to intimidate others.
This is to deter other people from downloading music and to make an example out of me, which I don't appreciate.
Tenenbaum's attorney says he will appeal the verdict. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 17 points to close at 9,171. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 5 points. This is NPR News. Venezuela's National Assembly has approved a measure to give the party that wins the most votes more seats in the legislature. President Hugo Chavez is expected to sign the bill, which also allows the Elections Council to redraw district boundaries before the vote. The opposition says the move is unconstitutional and will only benefit Chavez supporters in next year's legislative races. The U.S. economy continued to shrink in the second quarter, but by not as much as in previous months. Steve Beckner of Market News International explains.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product contracted by 1% in the April to June period, much as expected following a 6.4% first quarter plunge. It was the fourth straight quarter in which the nation's output of goods and services has fallen. But the slower pace of decline is expected to set the stage for a resumption of modest economic growth in coming months. Consumer spending fell more sharply in the second quarter, but both residential and non-residential investment slowed their rate of decline. Exports and business inventories were also less of a negative than in the first quarter. What's more, massive increases in government spending, which are counted as a positive contributor to GDP, offset much of the weakness in private sector outlays. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Honda has expanded its recall of hundreds of thousands of vehicles that may have defective airbags. The safety recall now covers 2001 through 2002 Accords, 2001 Civics, and 2002 through 2003 Acura TLs. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.